Hello, my name is Will Gomez from Opinion Research, and I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. Are you registered to vote?
I am.
Thank you. In what state are you registered to vote?
Michigan.
Michigan? Okay, thank you. What are the chances that you will vote in this coming election, November 5th?
Yeah, I'm going to vote. Yeah.
Okay. And what year were you born? Only the year?
Born in 2002.
2002, okay. Thank you. You say you will definitely vote, correct?
Yeah, correct.
Okay, and if you had to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now, in your own words?
I would say, that's a tough question, but I'd probably say, probably poverty, like the homelessness
poverty,
and poverty.
Economy?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Now, thinking back to 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, or like many people, you skipped that one?
I voted for a third party.
Okay, thank you. And thinking again about this November's election, if the election for president were held today, will you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
I'm going to go Joe Biden.
Okay, thank you. Now, some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options, regardless of who you plan to vote for. Please tell me how likely you are to be voting for the following candidates using the scale from 0 to 100. 0 means that there's no chance you will vote for them. 100 means that you will definitely vote for them. Donald Trump.
0.
0. Joe Biden.
100.
100. Okay, thank you. Now, thinking about the elections this November, if the election for Congress were held today, will you be voting for Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate in your district?
I'll be voting for the Republican.
Republican, okay, thank you. And who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration, Donald Trump in the Republican Party or Joe Biden in the Democratic Party?
I'm going to have to go Joe Biden.
Okay, thank you. Much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
Okay, thank you. Please indicate whether you strongly disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree with each of the following statements. President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree with that.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay, thank you. President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy. Do you agree or disagree?
I strongly agree.
Thank you. President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants.
Yeah, I strongly agree.
Okay, thank you. President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens.
I strongly agree.
Thank you. Next. I'm going to read to you a list of statements about different kinds of immigrants. For each, please tell me whether you disagree or agree that the president should take action to protect them. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living in and working in the United States for over 10 years. Do you agree or disagree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have been living in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and work essential jobs as farm workers.
Yeah, I agree with that. Strongly agree.
Okay, thank you. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and are married to American citizens.
Yeah, I strongly agree.
Thank you. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who pass a background check and cannot safely return to their home countries due to war, natural disasters, and other dangerous conditions.
Yeah, I strongly agree.
Okay, thank you. Please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to the immigration reform will make you less or more likely to vote in the 2024 election. A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation. Somewhat more, much less, somewhat less, or much more likely to vote for that?
I would vote for that, yeah, very likely to vote for that.
Much more likely, okay, thank you.
Yeah.
A program that keeps families together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers, most of whom have worked in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
Yeah, I strongly agree with that.
Much more likely, okay, thank you.
Yeah.
A program that grants work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to the dangerous conditions to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants.
Yeah, I strongly agree with that.
Much more likely, okay.
Yeah,
a program that grants work permits to undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
I strongly agree.
Much more likely, okay, thank you. A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
I strongly agree.
Much more likely, okay. A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Yes, I strongly agree.
Much more likely, okay. We almost done now. A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, are protected from deportation. Much more likely,
much more likely.
Somewhat more?
Yeah, much more likely.
Okay. Okay. Please indicate if you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not concerned at all about each of the following. Donald Trump and the Republicans believe chaos on the border benefits them politically, so they killed a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system. Are you very concerned, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
I think somewhat.
Somewhat, okay, thank you. Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver and earn a pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the U.S. for over a decade.
Yeah, that's concerning.
Very, somewhat, a little.
Very concerning.
Okay, thank you. Donald Trump and Republicans use racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our communities.
That's very concerning.
Thank you. Donald Trump and the Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum, internment camps near the border, and massive raids to deport millions of migrants.
That's very concerning.
Thank you. Joe Biden and Democrats made promises about immigration reform during the campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won.
That's not very concerning.
Thank you. Next, I'm going to read to you the different approaches from former President Trump and President Biden when it comes to immigration, and I would like for you to tell me which approach comes closer to your own view, even if neither is exactly right. Donald Trump says we must shut down the border and conduct massive raids to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they've been in this country. On the other hand, Joe Biden says we must create an orderly and secure process at the border. Which view comes closer to your own view? Which approach, I'm sorry, comes closer to your own view?
Joe Biden.
Much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
Okay, thank you. Next, after hearing some more information, let me ask you again. about this November's election. If the election for president were held today, will you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
I'm going to go Joe Biden.
Thank you. As best you can say, do you personally know anyone who is undocumented or is in this country without papers? Yes, a friend. Yes, a family member. Yes, someone I know. Yes, a coworker. Yes, but I prefer not to specify. Or no, I do not know anyone.
Yes, but I prefer not to specify.
Okay, thank you. In a typical week, do you use any of the following sources to get your news and information? Univision or Telemundo, Facebook, OAN or Newsmax, WhatsApp, Spanish language radio programs, YouTube, Fox News, channel or website, TikTok, MSNBC, CNN, Instagram, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Thank you. Next. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. From which country or territory does your family trace their heritage? Cuba, Mexico, Puerto Rico, Central America, Dominican Republic, South America, Spain, or Portugal?
We're from the United States.
United States? Okay.
Yeah.
But your family, your background, where are they from? Any other country other than the U.S.?
No, I think it pretty much is just the U.S.
Really?
Okay. As far as I know, yeah.
Okay. Let me see. Okay. Now, were you born on the United States mainland or island of Puerto Rico or in another country?
I'm born in Michigan.
Michigan, okay. Were either of your parents born on the island of Puerto Rico or in another country?
No, we were all born in Michigan.
Okay. What languages do you primarily speak at home? Always English, English and Spanish, more English than Spanish, always English, or something else?
Always English.
Okay. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Kind of independent.
Okay. Do you think of yourself as closer to the Democratic or Republican Party?
Probably the Democratic.
Okay. In political terms, would you say that you are conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Kind of liberal.
Okay. What is the last year's schooling that you have completed?
I have an associate's degree, so 2 years college.
Okay. What is your religion, if any?
No religion.
No. Okay. None. Thank you. And finally, and strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have, yes, your first name, please?
Lucas.
Okay. Thank you for your time. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for their time and sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. Can we note that you are interested in a follow-up research and that we may contact you in the future? Yes or no?
No, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Then you have a good one.
Yep, have a good one.
All right.